Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.
104.7 Adelaide's Triple M, Ruined It's for Breakfast. Ru, there's been an incident in Parliament. Human Services Minister Michelle Lensing has used a terminology that Kaya Ma, our Shadow Aboriginal Affairs Minister, has found offensive. And not only Kaya, there are other people saying this as well. Yep. And in fact, when I Googled it this morning, it's not the first time this term has offended people over the years. It actually happened in Britain as well. The term was the jungle drums are beating. Now, when I read this and heard this, I thought to myself, what's all the drama? What's this all about? It's a term that's been used many, many times.
Well, I've used that expression in general as well.
Yeah. And look, just to explain before we get Kaya on, when I hear the jungle drums are beating, to me, I think I've got this right, but it means to me that
people are talking.
Yeah, something's happening, or you know, quick, let's all get back into the office because there's a big announcement to be made, or people are talking in the corridors. There's something brewing.
Yep.
All right, the jungle drums are beating. It for some reason it's offensive, and I want to find out why. Kaya Ma joins us now. Good morning, Kaya.
Good morning, guys.
Good. Now you took exception to this. Can you explain why?
Yeah. Look, after it was used in Parliament in relation to things in the ATY lands, the traditional Aboriginal lands up in the very far north of the state. And I talked to a few elders around South Australia, and I guess with comments that are made, it's not up to the person who makes them to decide whether people find it offensive, but it's the people who comments are aimed at or who may find it offensive to make that judgment. And so talking to a number of elders around, using that term in relation to communications in Aboriginal communities, they found quite a shocking thing to say. Over time, things that people have said have, and without thinking of how the meaning might have been conjured, have come to meanings over time that people have found different. And someone who I've now become good friends with, Adam Goods, has often been found it difficult to call things out when it's necessary, but has taken strong stances on things in the past.
Is it an Indigenous term, the jungle drums are beating, or is it a African term?
In talking to elders around South Australia, that's how many of them have taken it as a primitive form of communication, and it was used in reference about remote Aboriginal lands.
I think Rue asked an interesting question there, because this is where some of the confusion comes in for us. And Kaya, I respect everything you're saying this morning, and I think all of us are the same. We don't want to offend people.
Of course we don't.
And that's why we're asking you the question. I'm a little confused here with something I read this morning where, and in fact, you just said it a moment ago, that it's in relation to the primitive lifestyle of certain tribes or certain clans or certain sects, if you like, certain Indigenous groups around the world. But then on the other hand, quite often, and I know that our Indigenous people do this, they want us to actually talk about and respect their primitive times as well. And that comes whether we're talking about sacred burial sites or when we welcome to country at any function that we go to. So it's actually a little bit of a blurred line, don't you think, sometimes?
I think it's really up to Indigenous people to decide how they accept things to be said and what they think is meant by it. And certainly in my discussions with Aboriginal elders yesterday and last night, used in relation to communication in remote Aboriginal areas, they found offensive.
So you wouldn't find it offensive if, say, a group of my mates were talking about, the jungle drums are beating, that, someone's about to sign a footy contract, that it had nothing to do with talking about, an Indigenous area. Would that be offensive?
Terms that people find offensive, I reckon, language changes over time, and the way we use it changes over time. Certainly, and the last few years, there's been terms people like Alan Jones have used that no one accepts now. So over time, we look at phrases or terms in light and meanings that we accept now that maybe we didn't accept in earlier times.
All right, fair enough. We appreciate you coming on to explain it. Thanks a lot. Kaya Ma, Shadow Aboriginal Affairs Minister.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our podcast. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. Designing and creating your dream home. Distinctivehomes.com.au 104.7 Triple M.